What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to The Quiet Storm. I know I've been away for a while, but as everyone knows, 2020 was crazy, even early 2021, around the world and also from a personal standpoint. But I am back, and I actually have a few ideas for some upcoming episodes, so look out for those. But I also just wanted to take a quick second to say thank you to those who decide to give me a listen. Today we're going to talk about COVID-19, more specifically the vaccine, and how lately, you know, the CDC has declared that if you are fully vaccinated, you can basically continue as you were before the pandemic started. So, according to the CDC website, which I have right in front of me, they say, and I quote, "If you are fully vaccinated, you can resume activities that you did prior to the pandemic. Fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing, except," and I want to make sure that I put emphasis on this, "except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, or territorial laws, rules, and regulations, including local businesses and workplace guidance." Let's talk about that for a second. So basically, if you are in an establishment that doesn't have any signs or anything around that says that you still need to wear a mask, technically you can go in without a mask. Now, what do I think about that? I don't care. I'm still going to wear my mask. And I know some people who listen to this will probably, you know, get angry with me, or, you know, hate me, or, you know, hate my opinion or whatever. And that's fine. You know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I'm just giving my own opinion while also stating some facts. And fact number one, the vaccines are not 100% guaranteed to prevent you from contracting COVID-19 or spreading it. Now, mind you, you know, with the vaccines, it's between, I believe it's like between 85 and 98%, depending on the vaccine that you get. Me personally, I got the Johnson & Johnson one just because it was available. And I mean, you know, it's one shot, you know, no one wants to get more than one shot, but excuse me. But regardless of getting the vaccine, I'm still going to wear a mask because I am not 100% protected. My family is not 100% protected, but I, you know, even though it's not 100% guaranteed, everyone should still get the vaccine just because it helps prevent the contraction of COVID-19. And once everyone's vaccinated, you know, it's going to be much, much less amount of cases. And eventually, it'll just go away. Now, I don't foresee it going away for still some time, probably not until 2022, maybe even 2023. But at the rate that we're going right now, as far as vaccinations, I believe I heard Biden himself say that about half of America is vaccinated or something like that. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's what he said. For those of you who are still on the fence about getting the vaccine, like I said before, just do it. It's to help, you know, keep you safe. It's to help keep your family safe. It's to help keep those around you safe. Whenever you go to a store, or you decide to go get your nails done, or if you decide to go to the gym, excuse me, I should have grabbed some water. But get one of the vaccines. Does it really matter which one you get? To me, no. That's why I got Johnson & Johnson with no muss, no fuss. But of course, I have heard that this is just something I heard, whether if it was, you know, actually confirmed or not, I'm not sure, but apparently Pfizer is better for the Black community. Now, don't quote me on that, could be wrong, you know, pure speculation. But regardless, if you are able to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. And those of you who are still are saying, I'm not getting a vaccine just because you don't want to, then honestly, I'm calling you selfish and you are putting other people at risk. Plain and simple. As far as side effects for those who are, you know, still on the fence about getting it, who are thinking about getting it, but they're not sure how it would affect them. For me personally, when I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they made me wait about 15 minutes before I left the vaccination site just to make sure nothing went wrong. Of course, depending on if you have any illnesses or, you know, how old you are, that wait could be longer. My grandmother, I think they kept her for like an hour. You know, it's just to make sure that nothing goes wrong after you receive that vaccine. But if you don't have any underlying illnesses and you're, you know, relatively young, you know, 15 minutes, you're gone. Now, as far as the actual side effects, for me, I got the vaccine like a couple months ago. That first night, excuse me, I was actually okay. I was a little nervous and my anxiety was a little bit through the roof. Speaking of anxiety, I think I'll make a whole episode about anxiety in the future. But anyway, nothing really happened to me that first night, right? It was the day before that kind of started to kick my ass. And by that, I mean massive headache. I was tired. I was very much fatigued. You know, I just felt like I had no energy, and I did have aches where I got the shot. I got it in my left arm. I did have some aches. There was a tad bit of, I guess I could call it swelling where I got the shot. It wasn't horrible. Like, it's not something like you're not going to feel like you're going to. You don't feel like you regret getting the vaccine, because honestly, the next day I was fine. And that's honestly the worst case scenario for a lot of people who get the vaccine. Now, as far as, you know, Moderna and Pfizer, where you have to get two shots, from what I've heard, the second shot is the worst. It's essentially equivalent to what I felt from the one shot from Johnson & Johnson. The second shot of Moderna and Pfizer. I heard the first shot's not that bad, but the second shot is when you kind of feel like shit. But it only lasts for a day, maybe two at most. But after that, you'll feel completely fine. And then about a couple of weeks after you're fully vaccinated, a couple of weeks after you receive your vaccination, you are considered fully vaccinated. There's talk about, you know, like booster shots, where, you know, it's basically just to increase the effects of the shot that you already got, like some months down the road. But we'll get official confirmation on that and how that would be done. But anyway, back to the point of masks, it's not that big of a deal to wear a mask. if you're one of those people complaining, saying that they can't breathe, this, that, and the third, then honestly, don't shove it in your face so hard. Loosen the mask up a little bit. Get a different mask. Because honestly, you can breathe in any mask. Some, you know, may, you know, are thicker than others and may be a bit harder to breathe in, but you can breathe. So there's no mask that you can't wear. And it's not that big of a deal. The only time that, you know, is really and truly a pain in the ass to wear a mask is during two things. One, when you're exercising, and when you're working. It is a pain in the ass, especially if you're working and you're doing physical labor. That's what I had to do, and it was a pain, but it's something that I can endure because I don't want to jeopardize my safety and the safety of my family and those around me. So if you are still on the fence, get the vaccine. It's not that serious. The government isn't trying to track you, this, that, and third. The government can already track you. Okay, let's get that straight. The government has been tracking you for a long time. The government has been tracking everybody for a long time. They don't need to inject you with a shot to do that. So let's get that out of our heads. And second of all, for those who are just rejecting to get the vaccine just because, you need to reevaluate yourself. And you're going to change your mind when you contract COVID-19 and you feel like total dog shit. Yes, the severity of it could be minor, or you could be in the hospital. But do you really want to take that chance? Do you really want to take that chance of endangering yourself, your loved ones, and those around you? Are you really prepared to take that chance? Well, if you are, don't just stay 6 feet away from me. Stay away from me entirely. Don't be in my vicinity. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to talk to you. Especially with what's going on in my personal life with me and my significant other trying to start a family. I'm not trying to have that. But on a side note, these cicadas coming out, they're a pain in the ass. They're a pain in the ass. Total side note, but they are a pain in the ass right now. I've been, you know, doing some like side delivery gig apps, you know, and during the day it's hot as fuck outside. And the next thing I know, a freaking cicada decides to just two-piece me in the face. I'm like, really? That's how we're doing it this year, cicadas? You're two-piecing me in the face. I don't appreciate that, but anyway, I totally got off track there. I normally don't write, you know, full-on scripts for these episodes. I normally just write a couple bullet points and then just go off of that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end it there. Like I said, get vaccinated, save your life and those around you. But thank you to everyone who decided to give me a listen. If I pissed you off, I'm not apologizing for it. But if you did like this episode, check out my other episodes that I came out with. They are really funny. A couple of them are serious, but a couple of them are pretty funny. And like I said, I have a few more ideas for my next few episodes. So stay tuned for that. And I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.